We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Footlight Players. They are kind of an upcoming production in November that they're going to talk about. We have director Denise Barco and assistant director Joe Blanchard. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Hi, Larry.
So tell us about your upcoming production this fall, Miracle on South Division Street, November 5 through the 14th.
Yes, it's called Miracle on South Division Street. It's written by a gentleman, Tom Dudzik, who lives in New York and grew up in Buffalo, where this play takes place. He actually grew up in an area where there was a 20-foot statue to the Virgin Mary next to a barber shop. Barber shop was encased in wood and glass and stone. The legend is that she appeared to and offered world peace. 45 years later, Tom went back to that neighborhood, and the statue was still standing despite the fact that the neighborhood had gone into urban blight. And he decided there was a story here. So he created a family called the Nowaks. And it is based on this statue that their grandfather, who was a barber, built in honor of the Virgin Mary. So the interesting thing is that there's an explanation about this statue that gets discovered during the show. And it takes place on the evening of Christmas.
So how did you come in contact? How did you find out about this play and this author?
Well, Footlight has a play reading committee, and they choose the plays. So this is one that they chose to do for our Christmas play.
And Joseph, tell us a little bit about what your involvement is as assistant director to what Denise is doing.
Well, some of my things are to, you know, help Denise see if there's anything maybe needs adjusted with character development, things like that, and to, you know, run around and get things that we might need to help out with the actors.
Very
good.
Have you
been doing all in-person rehearsals, or have you had to do anything remotely?
No, so far.
No, everything's been in-person.
And are there any protocols for in the theater at, you know, it's hard to know what's going to happen in November, I guess, but what protocols?
As of right now, as long as the actors are on stage, they don't have to wear their mask. But if you do come to Footlight to see the show, you will be required to have your mask on the inside.
Well, let's talk about the COVID while we have. That's actually taken you down for a period of time. So tell us a little about the impact that that's had over this past year and what you're looking forward to doing, either Denise or Joe.
Well, it shut us down, and we started reopening in June. We did sort of a welcome back Reader's Theater for One X. We've done some fundraisers. Laura Meyer did Alice. What was that, Joe? Alice in the Heavens or something. And
Oh, yeah. It was a musical review.
Yeah. And then Bobby just did We're Not in Kansas Anymore, again, as a fundraiser to keep us open, keep us going. So this is our first, like, full-length production.
So the actors in this production, have they worked with Footlight before, or is this a new group of actors to the theater?
There are four actors in this show, and they've all been on stage before. Clara is played by Debbie Bartholomew, and Clara is the family matriarch. She's kind of in large and in charge, no nonsense. She's Polish. She was born in Poland. And then Beverly is played by Bobby Loretson, who's been on stage before. And Beverly's the oldest sister. She's very sassy. And Ruth is the middle child, and Ruth is the one that wants to put on a one-woman show. But she has to get permission from her family about this story. And she's played by Krista Lundstrom Sobus. And then Jimmy is the baby of the family. And he's a garbage man. He's witty. He's loves his family, and he is played by Alex Bonner.
So tell us what else we might have to come see during the season, other shows you have on the line at Footlight.
Okay. We have The Sound of Music coming up in the spring. We have Jerry's Girls, which will be coming up in February. And there's another show.
I think it's Drinking Habits in April.
Drinking Habits. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thank you, Larry.
Do you still have your open mic? Is that still going on?
As of right now, no, just because of everything that has been going on with COVID. We're still trying to ease into things.
Well, tell us a little bit. We're about ready to wrap up here in about 30 seconds. Tell us a little bit how people can find out about Footlight Players, where you're located, website, everything like that, contact information.
For Footlight's website, you can go to footlightplayers.org to find out any information about that. And for our phone number...
I've got it. How about 219-874-4035? That's 219-874-4035. Footlight Players is located at 1705 Franklin Street in Michigan City. Miracle on South Division Street, November 5 through the 14th. And don't miss the other productions at Footlight. We have Jerry's Girls, which is February 4 through the 20th. Drinking Habits, which is in April 1st through the 10th. And The Sound of Music. That's coming in June 3rd and running through the 19th. This is the directors. Denise and Joe, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.